Now, we were just looking at the idea of owning rental properties in retirement, but you were saying, John, and we were discussing this Forbes article before the show, saying that 2017 might not be the year to jump in on it. And I just want to ask you why that may be.
So some of the things we've been talking about in that article is, you know, a lot of people have a huge debt buildup in the last few years.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of slower job creations. And what you're going to see here, everybody's talking about it going forward, is interest rates starting to rise.
Okay.
So a lot of these interest rates, you know, once you have a raise in these interest rates, it doesn't make that rental income as attractive because it really cuts into your monthly income spreads, you know, versus your mortgage, your taxes, and your insurance versus what you're going to put in your pocket.
Yeah, no, that's very true. We're actually getting a mortgage here in the next, hopefully, 4 to 6 weeks. I'm pretty excited. But you better believe I can tell you right now how much to the dollar it's going to cost me every month based on the 8th percentage points that they give me as it increases or goes down every week.
Especially when you're talking about a lot of these people for rental incomes. I mean, they're talking, you know, significant dollar amounts you're
exactly
investing in here.
Yeah.
You know, you said that 1/8 of a point or 1/4 of a point is a big difference.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, when spread out over so many years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the difference between having a positive cash flow and a negative cash flow.
Yep.
The last thing you really want to be doing is dipping into your income to support a rental property. And I think that's the negative when it comes to a lot of these things. What people try to, you know, they hear about their buddies making all this money in real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We're not saying there's anything wrong with it. I mean, you can make money at anything. It doesn't matter. People make money in the stock market.
Oh,
people
sure.
make money in real estate. You know, people make money in restaurants. We always hear the negatives. You know, you hear all these restaurants that go out of business. You hear all these bars that go out of business.
That's
but yet everybody, you have some guys that are really, really successful about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You always hear the guy that goes to Vegas, he made a fortune. But you don't hear about the people that come back and lost a fortune as well.
Isn't that true?
So there's pros and cons to everything. So just a matter of what you have the stomach for and what you're able to basically bear, especially when it comes into retirement.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that's a very important point, John, because what you're doing is you're taking, you know, the listener, you're taking me, you're taking the person that you're working with into consideration rather than just doing what you think they should do or, you know, what your best friend says they should do, what the current trend says they should do. You're really fitting it for them. And I think that matters because it's not necessarily about the return all the time. You know, let's say that you could earn, you know, 4.2%, you know, on average doing real estate, and you could get 4%, you know, doing a much more traditional, let's say, asset where you don't have to worry as much. I'm sure a lot of people would rather just take the worry out of the equation and take a slightly smaller return, just because retirement's retirement. We want to enjoy it.
Well, sometimes the golden years are not the golden years.
Yeah.
You know, we work all our, I mean, we think about retirement, you know, as far as slowing down and enjoying ourselves, doing things that we weren't able to do for the last few years because we're raising kids.
Yep.
We're trying to pay off colleges, trying to pay off our house, things like that.
That's right.
So one little slip up in retirement, like I said, especially with real estate, things like that, where you're tying up a lot of your capital to try and produce an income, and then something goes wrong. I mean, we all heard the horror stories about how you lose everything. You know, because these banks, I mean, they're not too forgiving when it comes to waiting for their money. They want it now.
That's right.
So just be careful. I mean, like I said, that's why diversification is so great. You know, you don't put if you have money, just put a portion of it in real estate. Put a portion of it in the bank.
There you
go. Put a portion of it over here. So again, you try to spread everything out. So we talk about the buckets. Just depends on which bucket this is going to fit into.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, folks, if you want to talk over diversification and how that can fit into your portfolio, make sure that you're actually properly diversified. You know, there's a lot of miscommunication out there where folks will say they have a mutual fund and think they're fully and properly diversified. And, folks, we just want to be honest and real with you and say, you know, you want to make sure that you are set up for success. That may not be the best plan for you. So come on in, meet with John Kelly. This is a complimentary consultation. What he'll do is he'll open up the retirement plan that you currently do have, use his years of industry experience to go over it, make sure that it is tailored for your goals, your dreams, and at the end of the day, what it's going to be is your retirement. So folks, take advantage of this by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. You know, John, I was talking to my cousin the other day. He's a lawyer, and we were just talking, you know, and the subject of student debt came up, and it's interesting because we're talking about debt right now. He said his student debt right now is actually more than his mortgage is. He was saying it was about $1,500 a month. Now, I'm not sure, you know, it probably depends on where you live and the type of income you have, but just the fact that student debt is equal to or more than a mortgage is pretty crazy. But even more than that, when you start thinking about his budget, how much he'll be able to save for retirement later on, things like that, everything's affected by it. So is this why you stress the importance of basically cleaning up whatever debt you can before retirement?
there's nothing worse than going into retirement with a ton of debt over your head.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I mean, we see a lot of people out there today. In fact, I was just met with a client there the other day. They were telling us about their children. They both became doctors.
Okay.
The problem is they have almost $300,000 in student loans now they got to start paying back.
Oh, wow.
So like you said, you're paying these $15,000 to $2,000 a month payments.
Yeah.
You know, now these kids also have to live. They got to put food on the table, and then they got to try to find a house.
Yep.
So it's very, very hard, especially the way things are in society today. They're all, I mean, for especially for doctors, I mean, their malpractice insurance is so expensive.
That's right.
You know, a lot of these, especially now with this Obamacare, I mean, doctors are not getting paid, and they're wondering, did they make the right decision?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes a lot of them are working off just getting a $50,000, $60,000 a year job in the business sector.
Yeah. Which is so sad and it's tough, but it's it's reality right now.
We're hurting our youth. We're not leaving them a lot of options.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you know what you're doing now, and you know all this money is going to be over your head coming out of college, and you really can't get a good paying job to pay it back, it makes it very tough.
It absolutely does. So again, a big reason why we need to be focusing on debt management. Now, another topic that I wanted to bring up as we're talking about this is something you mentioned earlier, and that's diversification. Now, diversification really is kind of the foundation for a retirement plan. And I wasn't sure, I'm sure a lot of folks out there listening right now are thinking, they're in their working years. They're in that, okay, I got to contribute to my IRA, my 401k, my, 403b, whatever it may be. And they're just in that mode. They're in that monthly mentality. It's just taken out of their check. So diversification, obviously this is a different concept than you typically have in your working years because retirement is different. Now, what are, I guess, the beginning steps as you work someone through reallocating their funds to make sure that they're properly diversified?
So we sit down, we take a look at the overall pictures of where people are going to pull their money from in retirement.
Okay.
We see, is it going to be IRA money? Is it going to be Roth accounts? Is it going to be traditional accounts? And that's why we sit down and we do a complete plan. We see we have the fixed money, where we're going to pull the monthly income bills from.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking for managed money, they sit down with Johnny and he does a complete analysis for them and see what they're suitable for them.
Okay.
What their risk tolerance is, what their objectives are.
Right.
Again, everybody's situation is different, Tom. So we really can't sit here and say, okay, well, this is for everybody, because that's not the case.
No. But I think I understand where you're going. You're basically saying, okay, we no longer need just this asset. We need different buckets, some that'll be good for us now, some that'll be good for us later, some that are good for tax situations, some that are good for other types of things. You're basically taking your monies and spreading it out to make sure that you're covering all of your different possibilities, I guess.
Well, absolutely, because people need money. Sometimes they want to take money out next year, or they're going to retire from their job maybe in 6 months.
Right.
So we have to have that liquid money sitting there waiting to supplement them.
Exactly.
Some people want to leave money to their kids. Okay, this is going to be for my kids. Or this is going to cover my long-term care. Should I need some kind of nursing home care, what have you?
Yeah.
So there's so much different things that can happen in life. You might have this perfect plan set in place, but like I always say in our seminars, this thing called life gets in the way. We got to do it. We got to do an audible, and we got to be able to switch on the go and make sure we can make things work.
That's right. That's right. No, a very important point. And I guess when folks come in to meet with you, they don't need to have all of this stuff straightened out, do they? As long as they understand what they want to do in retirement, where they want to be, you can actually help them draw and put all these numbers together. Think about the things they may not be thinking about. You had mentioned liquidity there. Some people may not be necessarily thinking about that.
Absolutely, Tom. So we sit down with people the important thing is just to get the ball rolling. It's like going to the gym on the first of the year.
Yeah.
We go there, we have great intentions, but it's actually the hardest part is getting up and actually doing it.
That's right.
So we sit down when the people come in and they sit down with Johnny or I, we sit down just to understand what is your goals.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily know what road we're going to take, but we'll figure that out together. And I think that's the most important part, knowing that, hey, somebody's got your best interest at heart. That's the nice thing about dealing here. We're also being in a fiduciary firm.
Yeah.
And we sit down with Johnny and doing this different stuff that he does for our clients. We have the estate planning attorneys that we help our clients out for the legal parts of our lives. We even have a tax planners that we can refer our clients to. A lot of people come in here, they have huge tax problems.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to see when we actually sit down and see what their issues are, we can provide them with a solution.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Tom, for any of our listeners who want to give us a call, come on in. We'll sit down. We'll do the complete Social Security Maximization Report. If they want to sit down with Johnny, he'll do a complete income plan analysis for us on their current brokerage account, see what fees they're paying, see how the brokers are getting paid. That's the nice thing about sitting down with a fiduciary. You're getting a second opinion also on what you're doing.
That's right.
And they have the client's best interest at heart.
That's right.
And then what we also do is give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income, what we've been talking about, tax-free income in retirement. And then we also give away for clients to come on board with $250,000. We give them a free will and a power of attorney for financial and for healthcare. And then for anybody who comes on board with over $500,000, we with our attorney, we set up a complete living trust for them.
Okay.
So we try to avoid the whole probate process, keep the money in the family rather than leaving it to the court systems and attorneys.
All right, so folks, the number to call John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And it's true, like John was saying earlier in the show, the first step really is to just sit down with a financial coach. And I'm laughing a little bit because I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people start off the year trying to go to a gym. I can promise you, you don't need to dedicate an entire year of spending time with John to make sure your retirement plan is strong and set up for success. It won't take nearly that long. So all you have to do is give us a call. We'll set up a time and we can get your retirement situation straightened out. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we return, are you closing in on retirement? How close are you? Because there are important changes that need to be happening to you as you enter the financial red zone. Stay with us. More on that after the break.